Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Stephen Duggar. Steve is one of those quintessential Humboldt County people, putting his life together by having several different jobs in Humboldt County that involve food. He has gone to the City College in San Francisco and studied culinary arts, and he works with Maria Vanderhorst at Ms. M's Catering, and he works at Planet Chai, and he also works as a prep for Three Foods. But today we're going to talk about tea. Tea is a passion for you, Stephen. Tell me how you got interested in tea in the first place.
Well, in my family, we always drink tea in the mornings and at nights, black tea with milk and sugar. As a family that never drank coffee, it was always something I was conscious of as a kid. It's like you go out to a restaurant and mom's always complaining, oh, you know, we can't get a good cup of tea anywhere. And I started to realize, oh, there's a lot of details to this. In our family, it was never even really a true level of connoisseurship. It was, you know, a nice tea bag of black tea, and that was that. Over time, you know, it was something I always incorporated into my life. And when I was in school in San Francisco, I worked at a tea bar called Modern Tea. And that was when I really started to realize, like, whoa, there's a lot more to this than I even could have known. There was about 30 different types of tea at the tea bar. And I was a cook, but I did go through the training to work at the tea bar, and I did a few shifts. And I think what made me really excited about it in the end was being a chef and being someone who is interested in exploring flavor, trying new things, when I really realized that, wow, there is a lot of variety and a lot of unique flavors and characteristics that are coming out of this one leaf that's from a single plant, and you get all these different, just huge variety of things. It's a bigger variety than coffee. It's a bigger variety than wine, even, I think.
I don't drink a lot of tea, so I think of green tea, black tea, white tea.
Yeah.
And then even in that,
there's a lot more.
Wow.
The main thing I always try to impress on anyone when I'm giving an introduction about tea is that there's the word tea, which we've come to use as a hot drink that's infused with leaves. But there is a plant that is the tea plant, and that's Camellia sinensis. So it's a camellia. It's native to the mountains between China and India. From that one plant, you can get white tea, green tea, black tea, pu'er tea, oolong tea, and even within oolong tea, there's lightly oxidized oolongs, there's dark oolongs, there's all the different varieties of tea plants that are a big factor, there's terroir, just like in wine, where it's grown, the conditions that it's grown in, and then as a tea drinker, not only do you have the opportunity to look at the leaves, to taste them, to example them, but you're in control of how they're made. It's not like opening a bottle of wine and saying, oh, this is what the winemaker gave me. The tea maker gives you the tea leaves. And as a connoisseur, you appreciate the leaves on their own, but then you're in control of making it, and you're in control of making it taste good, or you're in control of what different flavors you want to express from the leaves, depending on how you brew it, the temperature of the water you use, the type of teaware that you use, how long you steep it, how big the dose of tea leaves is, how you store the tea leaves is a big factor. So there's all these different things that all come together into that one cup and the quest to get the perfect cup of tea.
Uh-huh. Now, for storage, what is the way to store tea?
The best way is without oxygen as much as you can. So in an airtight container that's opaque, no light gets in and out. Ideally, it's rigid like a metal canister so that the leaves don't get broken. One of the big things, especially in Asia where tea is truly appreciated, is the shape of the leaf and how it looks before it's been steeped. So
you want to have a container that would accommodate the tea leaf in its full shape.
Yes.
I see.
And, you know, a squishy bag, it's easy to crunch it up. That also affects the way it steeps.
So your interest in tea, is that what led you to work at Planet Chai?
It is. I was already a big tea person, and I was in between jobs, and I had a friend who was doing the brewing, and she said, you know what, I think that I've had my fill. I don't know if I'm going to do this anymore. And I was like, oh, right here, me. I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to be in the tea business. And that's how it began. Chai is its own whole own thing in the world of tea. Planet Chai doesn't try to be a particular type of chai. It's our own blend, our own thing. It's sort of the Humboldt County chai is how I like to think about it. So it doesn't strive to be authentic, but it does strive to be really good and really strong and fresh.
And what type flavors. Of tea leaves are used in that type of tea?
We use a black tea from India, as well as our own secret blend of many different spices.
I'll bet it's secret. Yeah. Okay. And then you brew this all together and try to concentrate it, because what you're selling really, at least what I've seen in the stores, is the concentrate. So somebody could take it home and make many, many cups of tea out of that concentrate.
That's right. You can make quite a few cups of tea. Depends on how you like it, too. If you like it really strong, like I like it, I only add just a splash of milk. But also we sell a lot to wholesale to coffee shops so that they can make chai lattes and that kind of thing with the steamed milk.
And that's got a lot of spiciness to me. I don't know that you want to say which spices they are, but I sense that there's some cinnamon in there.
Yeah.
And maybe some clove.
Maybe.
You know, maybe, maybe not. Is that traditionally served that way elsewhere in the world?
Yeah. Every region in India has its own. There's many different types. So in some areas, it's simple black tea, maybe lightly infused with just a little cardamom. In some places, you get more of the like spicy black pepper, clove, nutmeg, where it's a little more astringent on the palate. And then maybe that's where you start to get it, where it's made with milk. Or sometimes I think it's made just with tea and you're meant to drink it just undiluted tea drink.
Do you think that there is a lot of room for growth in the chai business? I mean, coffee came on big. There were all these little coffee shops. Do you think that chai is the same potential?
I think chai has that potential to grow really big, and I think more people are getting into it all the time. And I think tea in general is about to get really big. I've been watching it for quite a few years now and just trying to stay in touch with what goes on in the Western tea world. And yeah, it's getting bigger all the time. More people are realizing how much better it makes them feel than coffee. They're realizing how good it is for you. I think it's only going to get a lot bigger all the time. And things like my classes at the co-op that I teach that explain, like, this is really what tea is. There's many different kinds, but it is just this one plant. And if you want to have a real cup of tea, you should come looking to these fine loose leaf teas and begin to appreciate all the nuances.
So could you go through the steps to make the perfect cup of tea? What you think is the perfect cup of tea?
Well, I think the most important part is starting with a good tea leaf that you've purchased from a reputable purveyor. So you want someone that's been to the tea farm that knows, okay, this isn't sprayed with pesticides. This has been handled properly. This is truly what it says it is. And that's the good step. So, for example, maybe you want to make some good green tea. So you've selected leaves that are from the Dragonwell area in China, and they're from last year, 2011, because the 2012 ones have only just begun to hit the market. For me, when I drink green tea, I choose the traditional green tea brewing cup, which is called the Gaiwan, and it's a cup with a lid and a little saucer that it sits on, and all you do is put the tea leaves in the cup. You heat the water, but not to boiling, probably about 170 to 175 degrees.
And it's important to start with cold water, am I right?
Yes. You want to use freshly drawn cold water that is either filtered or is natural spring water. It's also important to make sure that it's not too hot, either boiling it all the way and then cooling it down, or by just not boiling it all the way and maybe even checking the temperature with the thermometer if you're not sure. And that's actually super important, because once you pour the water on the leaves, there's chemical reactions that take place that cannot be undone. And so if you overcook it, literally you're overcooking it, if the water's too hot, that's when you start to get a lot of the bitterness and bad flavors. So you pour the water over and you use the lid to give it a stir so that the leaves are fully coated with the water and they're infusing. And it really only takes 30 seconds to a minute. And you set the lid so there's a little gap, and you pick the whole thing up and just pour the tea out into a cup or a pitcher if you're going to share. And there you go.
There you go.
That's it.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much. This is
You're
Jennifer
welcome.
Bell, and I've been talking with Stephen Duggar.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.